Proclamation number 7823 of 12th of February, 1961. Blessing of the vineyard work. And consider this a spiritual success if you are asked to convey my word to those who do not receive it directly from me. For every person who desires to be addressed by me is also on the path to me, and I can also influence him, and I can also send him strength which will always help him further in his development. And this is why it is so extremely significant if you succeed in pointing your fellow human beings to my word, if you once make it possible for my word to sound to them through you. If you can motivate your fellow human beings to immerse themselves in my word so that the strength from me can overflow, for then the desire to hear my word again and again will also be awakened. And then a real spiritual success can be recorded, for the human being's bond with me has been established through his desire to hear me. You don't know what your cooperation means in my plan of salvation. What I cannot do myself, you can do if you once enable me to speak to you. It is then your own will that determines whether your heart will open itself to my address. But the beginning has been made. The fellow human being's thoughts will first be directed towards an unusual event which he will then deal with. But it all happens without coercion. For even my adversary cannot forcibly influence the human beings will not to listen to me. It is all his free will which, however, will always receive support as soon as I recognize the slightest devotion to me. There are not many who desire my address, and there are not many who accept my gift of grace from you. And yet, this should not discourage you in your vineyard work, for you yourselves don't know that all spiritual work draws wide circles around you. And you also don't know what effects my word can have again which are hidden from you. And my word cannot pass away either, my word will remain in existence for all eternity. It is full of strength and will therefore emanate its power again and again, regardless of whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. For my word also resounds everywhere where I-conscious beings are. My word permeates all of infinity, for I myself am the word, and I will let my strength emanate wherever it is needed. Only there must always be receptive beings which open themselves and accept the flow of strength from me. My word must not find any resistance, it must be accepted willingly, no matter in which way it sounds. And when the ground on earth is well prepared for myself by my servants so that I can scatter my seed, when my messengers bring my word to willing people on my behalf, then such a great blessing can be expected from it that none of my vineyard laborers need become disheartened, for once my word has touched a person's heart he will not want to miss it again forever, and then he will also be an eager proclaimer of my word himself, for the strength which emanates from my word impels him into constant activity. It will not let him rest, and the work of salvation will take its course according to my will, yet without any coercion. And this is the blessing of every spiritual activity, that it demands the bond with me, that my strength can now constantly work, that my word now finds entrance into many human hearts which do not reject it, and that these are also saved from ruin. That they take the right path to me and to eternal life. Amen.